Dial M for Murder, performing at the Omaha Community Playhouse, is a noir mystery thriller based upon the Hitchcock film of the same name. Deceit, human nature, ulterior motives all hum in the background of this lover's quarrel as it turns into a crimson killer's crime. A maroon murder kept at the cusp of manipulation's lies only delays their inevitable demise.
So we got to explore not only this plot line of who's going to get away with what, and by the end of the play, how do we deal with all of these revenge strategies and subversion and sitting on top of all of this resentment and anger and betrayal, and then questioning where is it coming from?
Addie Barnhart, the director for Dial M for Murder, speaks on how the script has been adapted for modern audiences.
So this play is an adaptation of the Hitchcock film. It's set in 1952, England. And the adaptation is a queer version of the play. So we are seeing this love triangle where in the original film, it's between Tony, Margot, and Mark. In the play, it's Tony, Margot, and Maxine. The adaptation has added another layer of tension to the story, given the time period and the era. What's going to happen between these characters now that the husband has discovered this affair?
The actors in this show strike a balance between mystery and comedy, as the actors create relationships within this show that feel real.
Nina Washington is playing the role of Margot Wendis. Josh Payton is playing the role of Tony Wendis. Mackenzie Zorn is playing Maxine. I feel really confident in making anyone look good. I really want to cultivate a space of who is a good ensemble? Who are we going to be creating art with? Who wants to show up and have a good time and take big risks? And this group of people really has the same sensibilities. And the thing that I find really exciting about this cohort of actors is this play on the page is a murder mystery or a thriller, but these actors really understand comedy. And there's a lot of opportunity for comedy in this play that we are able to lift without changing the tone, without creating it, making it a slapstick, but elevating those moments and having those little glimpses of relief that is, I find, to be really exciting and just taking it in a slightly different direction because of what they bring to the room.
Incorporating noir elements and ambiance through an original score by Kyle Thomas, this show looks into the sinisterness of desire, leaving audiences in suspense.
I really hope we have the audience take away feeling like we are honoring the original source material, that they are seeing that we are paying homage to the Hitchcock film, that it does have a quality of the era, the film noir, that we're understanding that the 1950s is really inherent. It's based in realism. It's not really taken out of that. It is very naturalistic in that way, but it is a little haunting and it is tense. And we get to see kind of the ugly quality of human nature and duplicity of behaviors and what it feels like to be a person in society who's maybe, yes, has high status, but is treated differently for one reason or another. Someone who believes they should be privileged, but doesn't necessarily have money or access for whatever reason. And the difference between entitlement. Entitlement versus privilege itself.
Dial M for Murder will be showing at the Omaha Community Playhouse from April 17th to May 10th. More information can be found at omahaplayhouse.com. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Caden Weber.